CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and it's time again for At the Movies with Mel. So we welcome Melanie Cutting.
Hello. Okay, so movies. This is a kind of a banner week. There are all kinds of movies in English at the Maison, the cinema. And I must admit, I don't check Galaxy because there's usually virtually none. But if they're going to have English movies, they are typically at the Maison de Cinema, so that's where I look. So we have an upcoming movie, which is a very high quality movie with Anthony Hopkins and Olivia Colman, who are two of the absolutely very best actors. They happen to both be British in movies these days, and she's on television. He's on television part of the time too. Anyway, they are just remarkable, and they are both in a movie called The Father, which features Anthony Hopkins as the father, who is kind of elderly, somewhere between middle aged and elderly, and he has something like Alzheimer's or another form of dementia. And I believe the movie is about him and his relationship with his daughter, who was played by Olivia Colman. And as you may or may not know, it's been nominated for an Academy Award. And he has been nominated for an Academy Award as well. It's almost inevitable when he's in a movie, he will get an Academy Award nomination for it. He's just that good all the time. So that is playing locally, The Father, in English and French, but the important thing for us is that it's in English. Another English movie is called, it's an unusual movie, and it's sort of a documentary called Comme une Vague, which in English is translated either like a wave or in some cases big giant wave. And it's a global documentary about music, the impact of music on the world and on our lives. I'll give you a little taste of what it says here. Oh, it's a Canadian film, by the way. It's an ode to music, invisible, abstract, and fleeting sequences of sounds that creates in the brain the same reaction as chocolate, sex, and drugs. So that made it sound kind of intriguing. And I did watch the snippet that they had on the as a promo on the internet, and it looked like, whoa, this looks really, really good. It's the kind of film that they frequently get at the Maison de Cinema, and I'm not sure how well attended they are, but more credit to them. They do make a point of bringing in, along with blockbusters, which they also do reasonably well, they bring in these very interesting, less known films that are typically don't have the same budget, but they're interesting. This is one that actually looks very interesting, and I may take myself over there. Another movie which is playing still, actually playing at the Maison, the cinema, is the one called Minari, and this is a Korean film, which is in both English and Korean, and it has an astonishing 98% approval rating, and it is, again, apparently just superb. I can talk to you a little bit about this. I think I've already spoken about this in the past several weeks. And essentially, it says, a tender and sweeping story about what roots us. Minari follows a Korean-American family that moves to a tiny Arkansas farm in search of their own American dream. The family home changes completely with the arrival of their sly, foul-mouthed, but incredibly loving grandmother. Amidst the instability and challenges of this new life in the rugged Ozarks, Minari shows the undeniable resilience of family and what really makes a home. So this movie, too, has been nominated for an several Academy Awards, you know, several big ones. The best movie of the year, and also some actors and actresses and supporting. Anyway, there's just a Lee Isaac Chung was nominated as the best director. Minari, there's also actor in a leading role is Steven Yeun. So it's a very, very high-powered and prestigious movie. It's a heart-wrenching portrait of family and assimilation in 1980s America. So definitely one to go and see. And the critics love it. The audiences love it, but not quite as much. There's a 89% audience score. So it's one of those movies that seems to be more of a hit with the critics than the audiences, but not much more. Another movie playing, as I said, there's a ton of them. Another movie playing now at the Maison de Cinema, and I bet some people were looking forward to this, is Godzilla versus Kong. And it is, of course, the creature, the Japanese creature, Godzilla versus King Kong. And needless to say, it's that kind of a movie. It's a big creature feature, and also getting, let's see, in terms of there is no audience score just yet, but the score from critics has been 80%, which for this kind of a movie strikes me as quite remarkable that it's doing so well. It's also one that if you had a chance, you should go on to one of the sites, like either just Google Godzilla versus Kong or go to the Rotten Tomatoes site just to look at the preview for this movie, because it looks just classic from those days when there were many movies made about King Kong and Godzilla. So that's yet another one in English. There is a horror movie there now as well called The Unholy. And in this film, again, in English, a young woman is suddenly able to do miracles. And she becomes, she's considered to be a direct descendant of the Virgin Mary, and it doesn't end well, let's put it that way. It's certainly not a picture that you want to see if you wanted to see some kind of real depiction of the saints. This is a young woman who seems to go from bad to worse once it's been realized that she can do these amazing things, but it doesn't work out well for her or probably for anybody around her. So that's a new movie, and it is oddly only in English. And it's called The Unholy. And it opens, this is interesting, it opens on Good Friday. So think about that when you go to see the movie. And another movie which is there in English is brand new, and it's called The Protector, and in English it's been translated to The Marksman, is a movie with Liam Neeson. And Liam Neeson, again, is one of those actors who just makes a living making revenge movies. I think he used to be more varied as an actor, but now he makes all kinds of movies that star him as someone who is looking after the underdog in some way, or who has a daughter who's been kidnapped and needs to be rescued. And in this case, he plays a farmer, or rancher, I believe, out west, who is having his farm taken away from him. And he gets into some trouble because he defies the cartel, which is somewhere in his neighborhood, and he rescues, or attempts to rescue, a mother and her young child, and things again go kind of from bad to worse. Things don't work out. He is, but he does end up, needless to say, going off with a little boy to save him and to bring him to his relatives elsewhere in the country. So he gets to do a lot of defending of the underdog, which is something that he now has made a career out of, doing that kind of thing. So if you like Liam Neeson, if you like that that kind of movie, which is of course very very formula, then there's this one called The Marksman. There's one I mentioned earlier, The Father, with Anthony Hopkins. The Korean film Minari, the movie which is sort of kind of a documentary having to do with music, but it looks beautiful, and that's called in French Comme une vague. The English, there is, it's mostly in English, by the way, but it's also subtitled in French, so you have the best of both worlds. It's called Like a Wave. Godzilla versus Kong, which is doing really pretty well. And The Unholy, which is the Good Friday horror film about the girl who does miracles and then takes a turn for the worse. And just to mention that the other movie that I've been mentioning quite faithfully over the past several weeks, the big budget Disney cartoon called Raya and the Last Dragon, is still there, but now it's only in French. So if you missed it the first time and now you have some time to see it and you're okay watching films in French, then it's still there, and it looks spectacularly beautiful as one of the big budget Disney cartoons that he does so well. And just two things finally. One is that April 9th, which is a week from Good Friday, April 9th, it's time for Nomad Land to open at the Maison de Cinema. And that is another of these very, very well-received movies with the incomparable Frances McDormand. And there's always a certain element of realism in the movies that she does, super well-acted. And this movie seems to be about people who are, I don't think they like to call themselves homeless, but they call themselves nomads, and they wander around. And again, getting superb reviews, one that will be an Oscar contender for sure come Oscar night, which is April 26th. So that one is not there at the moment, but it will be there a week from today, and that's called Nomadland. And last but not least, I just wanted to mention I certainly have not had need to talk about what's going on online, because there's so much actually going on in the movies, which is just a thrill. But I should mention that in online, I believe it's on Crave, is Justice League. I think it's called Zack Snyder's Justice League, which features several of the really high-profile characters from the DC universe, and that would be Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, Cyclops, The Flash, and then maybe Aquaman. So that little group teams up, first to save Superman and second to save the world, in this online movie called Justice League. And it's something in the neighborhood of 5 hours long. So you have to consider it as five 1 hour episodes of the story. And another interesting thing about this movie, not only is it the length, which is kind of prodigious, but there's one version on Crave, which is in, you know, beautiful living color. And then there's another one called Justice League in Gray, I think, and it is all black and white. And I'm not sure who decided that this was a good thing to do, but that's what they did. And I guess there are some people who are avoiding the one that's in color, and instead they're choosing to spend 5 hours watching a superhero movie in black and white. So I didn't do that. I did initially because I didn't realize that it was on in color. And then I said, no, this is wrong. So fix that in a hurry. Anyway, so that's what's playing in the theaters nearby, and it's a lot. And the movie that I would recommend that's playing on a streaming movie is Justice League. And if you like all those DC superheroes, then you'll probably really like this one. And it's wonderful special effects and some not bad performances. Okay, so I think that's a bit about it for me for this week. There's a lot for this week. Maybe next week will not be quite so chock-a-block with movies.
Okay, well, that's anyway, a lot to choose from.
Okay, all good.
Okay, thanks, Melanie. Take care.
You're welcome.
Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.